Title: FDA issues first untitled letter of the year to Xeris Pharmaceuticals. Content: The wait is finally over. On June 7, 2023, after remaining silent for over an entire year, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, Office of Prescription Drug Promotion, OPDP, issued its first untitled letter of 2023 to Xeris Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, Xeris. 1. The untitled letter involved promotional communications for Recorlev, levoconazole, tablets for oral use, Recorlev, and focused on two of its consumer webpages. 2. Recorlev is indicated for the treatment of endogenous hypercortisolemia in adult patients with Cushing's syndrome for whom surgery is not an option or has not been curative, and further contains a limitation of use regarding fungal infections. OPDP wrote that, for the reasons discussed below, the promotional communications make false or misleading claims and representations about the safety and efficacy of Recorlev. Furthermore, these claims raise public health concerns because the drug has a number of serious and potentially life-threatening risks, including boxed warnings regarding risks of hepatotoxicity and QT prolongation. False or misleading claims about efficacy. OPDP focused on three key areas of the promotional materials in concluding that the materials created false or misleading claims about efficacy. OPDP's first concern was the misrepresentation of the clinical study results in the claim on the What is Recorlev webpage that read, "The Sonics clinical study supported the efficacy and safety results from Logic's 31% of patients had normal cortisol levels after taking Recorlev for 6 months without changing their dose. 67% of patients who moved on to the second part of the study had normal cortisol levels by the end of the study." OPDP determined that this claim overstates the efficacy of Recorlev based upon the clinical studies section of the PI. The Sonics study, Study 2 in the PI, consisted of three phases, including dose titration, maintenance, and extended evaluation, and the primary efficacy endpoint was a measure of uric acid cortisol at the end of the six-month maintenance phase. According to data from the study, by the end of the titration phase, 67% of patients, i.e., 63 of the original 94 patients that began the titration phase, had normal cortisol levels. Importantly, however, only 77 patients moved from the titration phase to the maintenance phase. So, by the end of the maintenance phase, only 38%, i.e., 29 of the 77 patients that moved from the titration of maintenance phase, of patients had normal cortisol levels, and by the end of extended evaluation phase, only 21%, i.e., 16 of 77, of patients had normal cortisol levels. By selecting the results from the end of the titration phase, which was not the end of the study, OPDP found that Xeris had plainly overstated the efficacy of the drug. OPDP's second concern was that the page omitted information necessary to interpret results from the Sonics study. Near the end of the section describing the Sonics study, the PI notes that the results should be interpreted with caution, as 51% of patients discontinued treatment prematurely due to adverse reaction, lack of efficacy, or other reasons. This omission creates a misleading impression about the drug's efficacy because it undermines the reader's ability to understand and evaluate the study results with the proper context. OPDP's third concern was the misleading impression created by the claim on the What is Recorlev webpage, which read, "Recorlev, more patients, 52%, who were on a stable and steady dose of Recorlev had normal cortisol levels." ODPD determined that the claim created a misleading impression regarding the efficacy of Recorlev, based upon data from the clinical studies section of the PI. The 52%, i.e., 11 of the 21 patients on Recorlev in the withdrawal phase, claim implies that the results represent the general experience of patients with the drug, when in reality the results presented were based on a small, select subset of patients in the study who demonstrated that they were able to tolerate the drug. The Logic study, Study 1 in the PI, consisted of two phases, a dose titration and maintenance dose followed by a randomized withdrawal phase. 79 patients entered the dose titration and maintenance phase, and only those who achieved a stable therapeutic dose for at least 4 weeks and a normal mean urinary free cortisol at the end of the phase were